This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Oh, the sun. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. 6:08. Mm-hmm. And the sun is fully out. Well, I mean, it's not, you know, it's low on the horizon. It's just rising, but it's just so, it's just kissing the tops of the trees. It's lovely.
Gorgeous.
How was your day yesterday? We ended up it was really nice, but we still had a couple clouds yesterday.
Oh, we didn't have any clouds, but the wind was fierce.
The wind was howling, yeah.
It was just all day nonstop, but it was so nice out that it didn't. I actually sunburned my legs yesterday.
Oh.
I know.
They get tanning, huh?
No, I was right. I was just doing, had a bunch of work to do.
And baby oil? Is that what you're up
no.
to?
No. I just, you know, I've been wearing shorts the last couple of days because I'm going to Florida and I don't, my legs are just lily white. They're just grossly white.
That's hot.
Thank you. Paris. So
are you wearing butt cheek shorts or what?
No,
is your...
I'm just shorts. Just, you know, pair. They're not like down to my knee shorts, but they're not up around my crack shorts either.
All right.
They're medium. Sure. They're like old lady shorts. You know, you see more than you want, but less than you could.
Could you try to not use the term old lady shorts?
Well, that's what they are. They're old lady shorts. I got them at Costco. They're
great. Mid-thigh. How about that?
Let's even try that. Slightly higher than mid-thigh.
Oh.
Slightly higher than that, but woo! Not.
Were they the shorts you were wearing on the happy hour last week?
I can't remember which ones
I think you stood up and were like, oh my God, she's wearing the shorter shorts.
It could have been. I have, you know, a couple pairs of those. I got them at Costco. They're great. They're, you know.
Jesus.
I was like, oh, look at this. This looks comfy. And I brought them home, and sure enough, they were comfy.
Are they Kirkland shorts?
Kirkland signature shorts, you know.
Oh, God.
The usual.
Oh, classy.
So anyway, I had the shorts on yesterday, and I'm doing, and it was, you know, it was nice and cool because the wind was just kicking, and but the sun was going the whole day, and then later I sat down to eat dinner, and I was like, oh my, ow. And I looked down, and my legs were like little lobster legs.
Oh.
Dummy. Oh, I don't know if that'll show. No. It's like right here. And
oh.
Oh, yeah. You can kind of see it there.
A little red.
It's a little bit. They're little pink sticks.
Hey, Bryn, can your wife get, or sorry, can your partner get Sarah a deal on some Chanel shorts? Can she get her like a bro deal?
I'm not,
I don't know if I've ever seen Chanel shorts.
Well, they probably have them with
they
a big Chanel logo on the ass, right? I mean,
right.
Come on.
Let's do that.
A Chanel all over them.
Chanel shorts
probably can
would be
make
cool.
Some for her.
Yeah, could you have them whip me up a pair of custom shorts? I'm sure I can afford that. it's a...
A C on each butt sheet.
Anyway, it was lovely yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And if a bit windy, it was certainly sunny enough here to get a sunburn. Mm. Yesterday we cut the Johnny Mosley podcast, so that was that was really fun. Talked a lot about the Olympics and what it means to go and whether or not they're going to happen this year and how you would feel if you were an Olympian this year and, you know, yada, yada.
Right.
But it was...
All of the hesitation aside, the athletes are pumped and ready to go.
They want to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Only something like 2% of people in Japan have been vaccinated, though.
There won't
be any people in the stands.
Right.
But the number of people, athletes, support staff, and whoever else is traveling, they're talking about a 59,000 person influx. Forget spectators, even forget family. because a lot of those people aren't going to be able to go. You'll probably have a certain number of people that you can bring. Mm-hmm. And then there's the staff on site that's going to feed these people and clean and get the drivers and all this. They're saying it's, you know, a potential super spreader event, but most of these people have been vaccinated. I would assume they're not letting anybody in who's not vaccinated.
Right.
Anyway, he broke it all down for us yesterday on the Johnny Pod, and you can find that on Odyssey. Get the free Odyssey app. You can get Johnny Mosley's podcast. You can get our show's full cast. You can get our secret shows.
Dirty.
We've only done four in this new era, but we have many, many more. Faster, harder, quicker, longer. You'll be getting a lot more of our secret show.
A lot more of those, right. Yes.
We may actually overload you.
What?
Might happen.
The price of success.
More.
We'll be doing more of that.
More of those, please.
A lot.
Wow,
more.
Those are big.
Hey, well, that worked.
Yeah, let's do more of those. So, The Secret Show, you can find that on the Odyssey.
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 Obviously,
it's good.
People are picking up that we were in a meeting and got news.
Odyssey. What does and Odyssey want?
You guys, but what about if it does so well because it's special? What about that? No one heard that, though. That just didn't get heard at all, right?
Well, we're going to give it some time, and we're going to find out if that's the case. And if
five days a week is as special as we need it to be. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thumbs up.
You know what you guys should do? That show every day. Okay. We'll look.
All right.
We practically did one in the Lost 30 today. Imagine if that had been The Secret Show. We'd be all over that.
Well, we could have rolled with it, right? That's what I realized.
Sure. We wouldn't have to talk in code.
We can't go where we would go with this.
We can't. We're doing more than we should.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a name, and you're going to tell me what you know about this person.
Mm. Okay.
Teyana Taylor.
Never heard of her.
That doesn't even ring a bell?
Teyana Taylor. I know Breonna Taylor.
No, Teyana Taylor.
She's married to a basketball guy, right?
She is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's on Kanye's. She was in Kanye's music video.
That's where you would know her.
What did you say about basketball? What did you say?
She, her husband's a basketball player.
Yeah,
his name is
okay. Yeah,
Iman Shumpert.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Shumpert.
Shumpert. They have two kids together.
All right.
So you nailed it, though.
I know her. She gave birth in a bathtub.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, like with her first one. She didn't realize she was in labor, I guess, and then her husband delivered the baby in the bathtub.
Oh,
because they couldn't get to a hospital time, and he's on the phone with them.
So
and
this wasn't planned. It was
and they were guiding.
It wasn't
him.
Planned, but weirdly, it was on their television show. How crazy that the cameras were rolling when that happened!
And
what a trip!
And he was on the phone with the paramedics, and they were guiding him through how to do it.
Did she have good makeup on?
I didn't see that. I just heard the phone, the 911 call.
Oh, you didn't see the TV show?
So, no. Vinny, you may remember this. We're going to show you a clip from a Kanye video. This is from a couple years back where I remember us watching this and marveling over this person's incredibly in-shape rig.
Is this the one where he walks into the sign? That's my favorite Kanye video.
That was the best one, wasn't it?
No, this is the one where he's not even in it. This is one where a girl in very skimpy workout clothes is in a workout room.
She's doing flash dance, kind of, right?
It is kind of flash dancey, but it's also kind of weird. There's a lot of weird moves. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it's
rolls.
Like she's clearly a dancer and she's got some moves. But if you ever saw her dancing in a club, you'd be like, whoa. That chick is going to whack me in the face with a flying elbow, you know?
If you saw this in a club, you'd say, that chick's on something.
Or it could be on stage and taking off her clothes as she goes. I mean, she's got some mad moves.
Yeah.
So this is Teyana Taylor we're talking about.
Very strong.
And she is the first black woman to top Maxim's Hot 100. And she's also the first woman whose name I had never heard before. I mean, although clearly we've talked about her before, who's usually these hot 100s and the, you know, sexiest person alive, you've heard their name. She is the first black woman to top Maxim's Hot 100.
I'm shocked that Maxim's still doing that, frankly.
Well, Maxim's, I think, just online now.
Yeah.
I have no idea if you can get a physical magazine, but yeah, they apparently never stop. So here's some pictures from the magazine, Vin. She
has two kids. That's crazy.
She's got a...
She's so fit.
Her rig is remarkable. Like, she's so fit and so... She's smoking hot. You know, pretty enough face, but it's all about those abs and the curve of that butt.
Trippy about that, and I'm talking about this from our own experience, if that wording works, but a lot of time, or at least in my experience, there was something happened to the ab muscles in pregnancy. Have you heard of that? Where they sort of, there's a separation. They're hard to get back together is what I'm trying to say. It's unless it didn't happen to her. How old must the kids be? They must be older, right?
It doesn't say.
Because you're right. She's pretty young. I mean, rock hard.
You know, I don't even see her age in this particular story.
I think
she's look
30.
Up? Okay. So her deal is when she was like 9 years old, her mom started trotting her out, you know, trying to get her gigs and stuff. Mm-hmm. But she, at age 15, Beyonce said, hey, come choreograph my video for me. Hmm. So she's a 15-year-old who choreographs Beyonce's moves. Set. It's
She has a five-year-old and a nine-month-old.
Oh, she has
a nine-month-old. Mm-hmm.
She kept it together hard during the entire pregnancy. She had to have.
Her kid, she's also pipping her kid out as well. I shouldn't say it that way. But her kid has an Instagram account that is really popular as well. It has like 600,000 followers.
Jesus.
Let me see if I can find that.
That's going to skew things for that kid. I'm sorry, but, you know, let her be a kid or him. Or do whatever you want, because who am I to tell you how to mother?
Well, she's
I don't
her
care.
Living.
Right,
she's
she
doing
is.
Her thing. She's definitely hot. You're right.
So you've also seen her in a movie, because didn't you watch Coming to America, the number two in there?
And I liked it. It was
She's in that. I'm not seeing like the role that she played. Let me see if I can find it. But I was sort of skimming through the whole Maxim interview with her. Let's see. She
Bopoto Izzy.
In Coming to America, she performed a show-stopping number called Get Off in a barely PG-13 rated dance sequence, and she's presented as a prospective bride to Lavelle Johnson.
The son, I want to, if I remember correctly, the son of Eddie Murphy sings the Prince song Get Off.
Mm-hmm.
You know
and
that
she,
song, right?
Yes, and is she singing?
And I think
she dances
to it. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's where you've seen her before. And she is also a director. She's also a singer. Were you able to find...
Oh yeah, let me pull that.
Yeah,
let's
hear what Tayana.
Her scene from.
She's a musician, an actress, a director, a dancer, a choreographer, and now she's Maxim Magazine's first Black woman to top the Hot 100. Okay, so this is. Okay, well, that's not for me. Tayana also has a new e-reality show on the way called We Got Love, Tayana and Iman. Or is that how you say his name? Something like that.
Seems like it.
Yeah, Iman Shumpert is her husband. He's an NBA star.
Yeah,
and
I recognize the last name, but I don't know how to say the first name.
They have their two kids featured on there, too. She says, it feels good for the lens to be on me and my family. So I can look back and know I did a good job as a mom. I did a good job as a director. I did a good job balancing careers, balancing my love, things that are important and good.
I think
he played for Toronto, but I'm checking now.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, Cleveland.
Iman Shumpert.
Oh, I know this dude. He had the kid in play haircut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know how long they've been married, but it sounds like they have a five-year-old, you said, a five-year-old and a nine-month-old. So anyway, Tayana Taylor, get to know her. She's number one on Maxim's Hot 100, and they're right down the rabbit hole on pictures of her.
Oh yeah,
like exactly. I've never seen army fatigues and combat boots look so hot with all those abs sticking up.
She
on the
also
top.
Has quite a few nudes out there as well.
Oh well, that's something her kids will find
it
later.
It didn't take a deep dive.
Oh, look how cute they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is our kid's Instagram.
So, fashion, I don't get it. Maybe you can explain this to me, Vin. Thank you. See what you can do for me. I took one look at this and went, nobody wants that. No one.
You don't well, know, Sarah.
I just said it. I don't get fashion.
You're often in denial about the things you want. I'll help you.
Okay, thank you.
That's true.
People That's crashed true. The Gap website over this item. It's Kanye's ugly-ass $200 jacket.
Oh.
It's a shapeless puffy jacket. It's like, you know how when you think of a puffer jacket, you think of it's puffy, but then like the puff is sewn in place. There's mm-hmm. like, it's almost quilted Stitching. On the outside. The, uh-huh. This is a sack of puffs. And it's the sleeves only, they come out like sort of like this, that kind of look. They don't come out directly from the armhole. There's like a
the
pull
armpit,
to the side.
Right.
It's a shapeless POS. It's in this like bright blue. It has no zipper. You
what
can't
do you call that blue, like a robin egg blue or something like that.
I don't know. I mean, dark. I feel like it's darker than that, but it's not quite a royal blue. It's like okay. a. I don't know. It's like well, a that, sky
it gives
blue.
Sky blue.
You
yeah.
know,
someone
bright
an idea.
Blue. Yeah,
it's nice blue.
Yeah,
you know the blue I used to really nice love? Blue. Do you remember the, like in the, I want to say it's the 70s, maybe the 80s, those Porsches that were like that baby blue color?
Uh-huh. Mm.
Do you remember those? No?
I think so. It's just that it was kind My of a paler blue.
It's a pale blue, like it, it's
but a
not
hint
white.
Of gray in it a little bit,
it's
you know?
Killer. It's killer. Oh, God, I loved them.
Oh, is that it? No,
no that's
are,
too
that's
dark.
That's too dark.
All right.
Oh, look at that one next to it, right there, right
that.
There. That's it, right there.
Bryn found
it. It's that super pale, like, you know, hazy
oh, man.
Sky blue. That's so beautiful.
I want to do 150 in that car right there.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I do, too. Let's go for a ride.
Shut mm-hmm. up, Sarah.
Can I drive, please? You scare me.
You know, I'm about tired of hearing that from the people in my life.
Oh,
I've heard
weird. You've heard
it
from more than just me?
Yes, weird. I have. Thank you.
Hold on, he's turning. Everybody grab the bar.
Grab the bar. Grab the. Where's
the
my
pushback
bar?
Is happening though because someone has said that to me too many times and then said, "I'll drive on vacation," and I said, "Okay, you go ahead," and I'm sticking to it.
Well, listen, it's her vacation. She,
right.
you know, if she really wants to be able to relax during vacation, you can't drive, Vin. I've driven with you, and there's
Don't
no
worry.
Relaxing while you're in the.
I'm not going to even try. I won't touch the wheel. We'll see
All
how
right.
that goes.
Okay, quickly, though, back to Kanye.
All right.
Kanye designed this jacket for Gap. This is really their first step into sort of like, I don't know, I guess you're calling it high fashion, but it is low fashion as far as, it's terrible. It looks like a moon boot for your torso. It's just a big puffy nothing.
Yeah, well, that's the style nowadays. You know, like I think Nicole probably knows this as a young girl. They have the jacket like kind of around their shoulders, but hanging down and they're just kind of walking around with it.
Oh, I do that.
Oh, she does that.
V Hale does that too. All her right. videos
All the stuff
have
is hanging
her
off the
sweatshirt.
Side.
Mm-hmm. You know, perfectly yeah. positioned off the shoulder.
Oh,
like,
it's just falling off of me. But I'm going to continue walking around with it, you know?
Kanye was spotted wearing this jacket last week. It doesn't look any better on him than it would on anyone else. I mean, it's just dumb. It's shapeless.
Well, you also said Lord's picture was too much, so.
Yeah,
too much. Sarah. I mean, come on. Have some class. So it didn't
she
stop people
has
from...
class, trust me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
It's like the classiest picture she has taken.
It's like
so far.
Sex ed class. So crash the Gap site crashed. People were like, I got to get my $200 shapeless POS Kanye jacket. And so they I guess it's probably back up now. But anyway, you should take a look at this because honestly, terrible. His birthday was yesterday, Kanye West's. Mm-hmm. And even though they're divorcing, Kim Kardashian wished him a happy birthday. She said, happy birthday, love you for life. And it's a picture of them with three of their kids and on a private jet, of course.
But get your clothes and get out.
Get your clothes and get out. And then, here's the picture right there. They look like one big happy. He actually looks happy in this picture, which mm-hmm. is crazy.
I'm not trying to take anything away from it. It sounds like a success, which is good for him, right? Except, and I'll just say what I think. Unfortunately, now anything tied to celebrity, even the freaking Crocs, get bought. Not by people who want to wear them, but by people who want to flip them.
Right.
Right.
They put them up on eBay. Let me get my hands on that.
I will say his Yeezy shoes, I didn't like that much when they came out. And now they've grown on me. I'm like, oh, I like those shoes.
Mm.
And they look really comfy, at least.
Well, you should have bought a pair when you had the chance.
I have a pair.
Oh, boy. Are they in the box all wrapped
Clark.
Up?
No, I wear them all the time.
Are you saving them with your baseball cards that you're not getting appraised?
Oh, two? Oh,
there's like a boot one and then just the sneaker one.
They're super comfortable.
Yeah, that's so I've heard.
Sure, they
yeah.
look like moon boots, for God's right. sake. Of course they're comfortable. They better be. Put that in the jacket on and I'm good to go. I'm like, I'm wrapped in feathers.
And grab that red bikini thong from the Lord.
And Khloe Kardashian also wished Kanye a happy birthday. Happy birthday to my brother for life. Have the best birthday. Yay. Sending you love and endless blessings. And it's a picture of her and that cheater, whatever his name is.
Tristan Thompson. Tristan,
yeah, that guy. And Kanye and Kim. And they're all just in some beautiful water somewhere amazing, wherever the hell that is.
Damn, that guy is tall.
Yeah, that guy is, well, he's a basketball guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there you go. And I'm totally out of time. I really didn't get to that much, but it was fun. Wetness Day. Here we go. What's coming up, Ben?
Bugs make the news.
Oh.
I've got a green wristband trend that might be coming our way and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.